look high. You look high? What's wrong with you? I love God. You look high? What's wrong with you? Yes, I can't live no other way. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is unstable love. Unstable love. And we are in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 3 through 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation, and you'll receive the teaching text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting the message MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text as well. Or learn more about me, see our upcoming announcements. We have a powerful women's conference coming up this weekend, and I will be one of the speakers. Contact me and send your prayer request. Everything that you need is on the website at feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 3 through 6, reading from the KJV. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, have I loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee. And thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion and to the Lord our God. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Unstable love. Have you ever experienced unstable love? You know, the person loves you today, but hates you tomorrow. Praises you today, then slanders you tomorrow. They're glad you're in their lives this morning, but they hate you by the time the sun goes down. Their language of love is so fickle or so imperfect, fluctuates so much, that even if they do truly love you, the essence of it feels almost like hate. God wants you to be made whole today with the understanding that in him, his love is perfect. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, that we just read, the Lord was admonishing them through the prophet to understand that no matter what had occurred in the past, God still loved them enough to reach out to draw them to him through his everlasting loving kindness. But not only to draw them to him, but he said, again, I will build thee. I will make sure that you are adorned. I will ensure that you will go forth in dancing like those who make merry. I will ensure that you are able to plant again and to reap. There will be a day in your life that you will be able to come back up and come to Zion. Come unto me with praise and gladness and peace and joy. Well, how in the world could that be when there are so many unstable people and unstable circumstances and unstable situations going on in your life? It can be because God's love is not fickle. Unlike man, unlike women, unlike the world, God is stability of love. He wants you to receive it and to be made whole today. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 25, the Bible gives us the record of the account of Nabal, N-A-B-A-L, and his wife Abigail, and their interaction with David, which almost left them dead. You see, at a point in time, David used to help care for and make provision for the keepers of the sheep of Nabal, because Nabal was a very rich man. And then he got to a point, David did, where he needed some assistance. He needed some provision. So he sent some of his men to Nabal to ask for help. And he reminded Nabal through his men of how well they had treated Nabal's shepherds, how well they had helped tend to Nabal's sheep, and how Nabal had never lost anything through them. They'd never taken from him. They'd never stolen from him. And in verse 3 of that chapter, the Bible stated, "Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man," meaning Nabal, "was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb." So when David sent his men to Nabal, and they reminded Nabal of all that David had done for him and asked for help, Nabal replied in verses 10 and 11, "And Nabal answered David's servants and said, 'Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be?'" Unstable love. Nabal was fickle. And so it gets down into about verses 24 through 25. I don't have time to read this because we don't have but 15 minutes, where David had said, "Let's go up and kill Nabal. Let's go up and just, we're not even going to leave anything breathing on this camp." And then Abigail, just like the Lord said in Jeremiah 31, Abigail steps in to fix the situation, to make it whole, and to build again that which had been torn down. And so Abigail packs up offerings, packs up provisions, and without her husband's knowledge, goes to David, and the Bible says, "And fell at his feet and said, 'Upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal," that's her husband, "for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom as thou didst send." And in going, Abigail was able to bring that peace to that situation. See, this is the way God is for you. This is the way God is for me. God steps in, and where we have been offended, where we have been betrayed, where you have been slandered, where you have been sadly the victim of unstable love, where you've been the victim of the slander, maybe someone has walked out on you, maybe you've been the victim of abuse, maybe it was spousal abuse, maybe it was child abuse, maybe it was verbal abuse, maybe you have not been appreciated on your job, maybe you have helped your friends and then they've turned around and stabbed you in the back. But wherever you have been the recipient of unstable love, God comes in to make you whole today, to allow you again to dance, to allow you again to be merry, to allow you again to praise Him and to have joy. Because what you begin to understand is that your perfection comes through Him. Your peace comes through the Lord. The love of God is not like the love of man. It's not here today and gone tomorrow. It's not here this morning and gone or dissipated this evening. But God's love is an everlasting love. John 3:16, He said He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God has consistent love. He wants you to be made whole today. John 14:27, His peace He gives unto you, not the kind of peace the world gives, but His everlasting, overarching, overwhelming peace He gives to you, because God's love is consistent. 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord is not like man. He doesn't love you because of what you can do for Him. He doesn't look on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. His love for you is stable. Jeremiah 29:11, God knows the plans and the thoughts that He has toward you, plans to prosper you and never to harm you, because God's love is stable. His love is not fickle. His love is everlasting. God is not man or woman. He does not have unstable love. But with loving kindness has He drawn you this morning, not to destroy you, but to rebuild you if you'll let go. If you'll let go, because in this life, you will have trials. You will have tribulations. You will have those who will love you, and you will have those who will hate you. But rest assured in the love of God that no matter what man does, no matter what man says, no matter what woman does, no matter what woman says, God has everlasting perfect love for you. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and just praise Him right now. Hallelujah. God's love is stable, brothers and sisters. God's love for you is perfect. No matter what you've done, what you've said, God's love for you is unyielding. He loves you this morning. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We honor You, Father, and we glorify Your holy name. Lord, we thank You today for Your unyielding love, Your stable, consistent love, Your irrefutable love that covers us, glorifies, rebuilds us, renews and revives us, makes us merry again, that makes us happy, the kind of love that we can twirl in and dance in, knowing that You are our Father. You are our Master. You came to restore us, to redeem us, to forgive us, to revive us. And Father, we say thank You for Your stable love this morning. Now, Father, I come praying for everyone listening right now, for whatever it is that they need, Father, provide the need, make provision, deliver and give breakthrough. And Father, let them understand that Your love is not like man. It's not here today and gone tomorrow. You don't commend us this morning and slander us this evening. But Father, it is stable, stable love that loves us despite our faults. So, Father, bless every need, every person under the sound of my voice now, and those with whom they will share this later. Let them release themselves to You, understanding that Your love is perfect. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord this morning for His everlasting perfect love for you. Just worship Him. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the altar call. Then I'm going to end with our task for today. For those of you who are not saved, or if you're backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I invite You into my life now to be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Just come on. We welcome you to the family of the Lord. Make sure you're going to church. You're in Sunday school, church, Bible study. You're tuned in with me at 6:30 a.m. live for morning motivation or here in the recording at 8 a.m. Everyone, don't forget to text MM to phone number 33222 now so that you can follow and receive the teachings every day. Text to your cell phone. Now, our topic for today is unstable love. Your task for today is to be made whole in the perfection of God's love. Let go. Let go of the animosity. Let go of the hurt and the pain of everyone who ever betrayed you. Surrender it unto the Lord. God wants you to go forth in dancing today. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Make sure you go to fieldfire.com so you can get all the information on this powerful women's conference. I love you. You can eat hot breakfast all day.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor.